Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Yolanda Muckle, who is president-elect of Maryland Realtors, and Yolanda is here today to talk to us about how the Maryland Realtors is making house buying and house renting better in this area, as well as to give us an update on housing. So, Yolanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, which is good. I'm glad to have you. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Maryland Realtors?
Oh, definitely. As far as Maryland Realtors, our objective is to ensure housing affordability and availability, that it actually remains a high priority in Maryland. And we do that through proactive strategies and actions. We establish an engagement and outreach so that we can have inclusion of diverse membership because of the fact that we are so broad as far as where we're located. Uh-huh. We do that through various communications channels. We have hybrid programming and resources. And one thing with the whole pandemic was the fact that we were able to then include a lot of people from around the state because of Zoom. We would have meetings where some people from, for example, Ocean City, they couldn't necessarily make it to Annapolis, but once we had the capability of having people go through meetings through Zoom, that was great.
Yeah, that's convenient.
It's very, very convenient. And as far as it's really important to us to have a public awareness of the housing challenges and, you know, direct outreach and supporting activities for that. So we do a lot of lobbying as far as statewide to actually let legislators know what they can do as far as to help with the housing challenges that we have.
Right. I know that you have Maryland Realtors has a very long history.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Actually, we were organized in 1938 as the Maryland Association of Realtors. So a lot of people are still getting used to the fact that we're not, quote, MAR, and we are Maryland Realtors, and that happened several years ago. But today we have in excess of 30,000 members in Maryland, and
wow.
ranging from Garrett County to the west to central Maryland, Baltimore City, of course, suburbs of surrounding D.C., southern Maryland, as well as the eastern shore.
Hmm. So you've and real estate, of course, has changed quite a bit in that time.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's like when I think back as far as the history, I'm going to actually be inaugurated as the 75th president in the history of Maryland Realtors very shortly, actually in Baltimore, where that's my hometown. I'm from Baltimore. I love Baltimore. And I believe we mentioned before as far as my excitement of being here with Heaven 600 today, because my career start was actually in media, and I sold advertising for Heaven 600.
That's wonderful. That's quite a connection.
Yes.
Excuse me. Could you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you do as a realtor?
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, prior to being a realtor, I was in media sales. I decided to transition out of the media industry. I started in radio, then went to television advertising, and then ultimately decided I was going to get my real estate license when our firstborn basically came along because of the commute, and it was just very stressful. As far as trying to have a baby and work in the media business. So I decided to get my real estate license, and that was in 2003. And I went full-time as far as real estate in 2007, and the rest is history as far as being a local president. Now I'm going to be a state president. And I just absolutely love what I do. I love helping people. I have quite a few past clients where they've come back to me. I recently had a sale where I sold this particular client her home in 2015. And yesterday we went to settlement. She relocated. She called me and I sold it again.
That's great. That's a mark of loyalty and good service, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. The best compliment I tell people is referrals, you know, and when they refer me and they want to come back.
Right, right. Where do you primarily work?
Well, that's interesting because I am from Baltimore. My mom still lives in Baltimore. Believe it or not, travel to Baltimore to go to the dentist and the doctor and things like that. So I actually still service Baltimore all the way down to Southern Maryland. So Baltimore, Columbia, I had a waterfront property that just sold in Middle River and Bowley's Quarters. I sold a property 2 weeks ago in Owens Mills. I just had a person who remembers when I was in the radio business actually working for V103 at that time. He contacted me through Facebook and said, I'd like to buy a house in Baltimore. So I service all over Maryland.
Yeah,
as well as Washington, D.C., because I have a D.C. license as well.
You certainly do. How can someone get in touch with you?
Well, they can certainly get in touch with me by going to visit my website. I actually have a team member. It's the two of us. They can go to www.theyolandamuckleteam.com, or they can call me at 301-455-9081.
So could you repeat that, please?
The phone number is my direct line at 301-455-9081.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Let's talk about why should somebody call a realtor?
I am so glad you asked me that question because a lot of people think just because a person has a real estate license that they are a realtor, and that is definitely not the case. When you look at the commercials on television that will say, you know, that's who we are, the realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, and we subscribe to a very strict code of ethics. And to me, that definitely is something people should understand, that if your quote agent is not a realtor, they don't have a strict code of ethics that they follow. I mean, and as such, we are an expert guide in the process, whether you're buying or you're selling, and we offer objective information and opinions. We help as far as an expanded search. I know so much is out here on the internet, but we have so much access to information. A lot of people will go online and they'll call us and they'll ask us about properties that could have sold months ago. I mean, I had a property that had sold a year ago and it wasn't up-to-date information. Plus, we're there to negotiate on your behalf. I mean, that's what our role is as far as with buyers, to get you the best possible deal, and with sellers to also do so. So that's the importance. Hopefully people will, I guess, understand the fact that there's a code of ethics that we must follow to protect you in a transaction.
Yeah, and I know and respect Maryland Realtors very much for that code of ethics. I know that you're especially strong on fighting any kind of discrimination in terms of language or in terms of, listings and all that.
Oh, definitely. As far as, I mean, fair housing, because as realtors, I mean, we have to be professional. We have to serve the interests of the clients and we have to protect the public. So, I would say when you're interviewing anybody, ask them, are you a realtor? Are you affiliated with the National Association of Realtors? And they will tell you.
Yeah. I you folks really are the clean genes of the industry. That's for sure.
Yes.
That's for sure. Let's talk about the current situation in terms of buying and renting and selling. How is Maryland doing?
Well, Maryland still is concerned about affordability. I mean, although the home sales for July, as far as statistically, they did fall about 27%, which is 7,300 units, and that's compared to over 10,000 from a year ago. So the market is adjusting. It's normalizing. It's still a seller's market because we still have about a month and a half worth of inventory available. And what that means is if no new properties went on the market, it would take 1.5 months approximately to sell off. So it's still a good time to buy. I know people look at interest rates and say, oh, the interest rates have risen. Well, they're historically still low. I mean, people were used to hearing, oh, 3%. And now that they're around 5, they're thinking, oh, my goodness, we can't afford to purchase a property. Well, before I got into the business, I heard from some of my colleagues who've been in it for a lot longer than I have that they were double-digit interest rates.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like credit card interest rates. Well, that's certainly not the case right now.
Yeah. And does it vary by parts of the state?
As far as what the interest rates or
well, the market, you know, health at this point.
Oh, definitely. I mean, basically, depending on the county, you may have the average sales price obviously higher or lower. I mean, but the actual average is that across the whole state is that it fell by 27%.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen any trends? And do you have any tips for folks out there?
I mean, as far as the trend that I see is that there's still multiple offers on properties. However, there have been price adjustments where sellers thought, wow, we're still in the market from a year ago. They may have priced their house a little higher than they should. So I'm seeing that properties are having multiple price adjustments. And so a tip that I would have, especially for a seller, is not necessarily to look at what sold 6 months ago. Look more recent. What sold within the last 3 months or less to see where is it trending. And instead of constantly having price, you know, adjustments or reducing the price, price it correctly. I had a client who priced her property slightly less than what the previous one sold for and ended up with multiple offers, 12. She ended up selling for $78,000 over her list price, which was a lot because she had 60 showings. Now, if she had priced her property at the top of the market, she probably would certainly not have had as many showings and may not have even reached that amount of money.
Right. And that's something, excuse me, as you said, because of a realtor's great sources of information, that a realtor is expert at setting the right price.
Definitely.
Yeah. My family just sold a house of somebody who passed, and I'll tell you, the realtor was invaluable.
Excellent. So you all did an estate sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was wonderful. He was wonderful.
Well, we are glad to hear that, which is that we're thankful to definitely have realtors out there assisting and helping, especially during an estate sale. I mean, there's a lot going on as far as emotions with the family and so forth. So
yeah.
That would be great guidance to have.
Yeah. And thorough professionals. Unfortunately, though, Yolanda, we're running out of time. What would you add?
You know, one thing that I do want to add, because I actually just cut a call before getting on the line with you, where an appraiser called me about a property that I had sold, which had an accessory dwelling unit. And that's one thing that the Maryland realtors were strongly supporting is House Bill 1259, an accessory dwelling unit, because we feel as though that will help as far as with housing supply. And my client actually built an accessory dwelling unit, which was a carriage house with a garage. It was like a complete house on her property. And she was able to have family members who couldn't necessarily afford to go and buy a house as a first-time home buyer to live there. Plus, she was able to use it when they moved out for rental income.
Wow,
so I just wanted to add that we are definitely supporting House Bill 1259.
Great. And I could you give us that contact information, please, for Maryland Realtors?
Yes. So Maryland Realtors, our website is mdrealtor.org, and the phone number is 443-716-3500.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Our guest today has been Yolanda Muckle, who is president-elect of the Maryland Realtors, and she's going to be the 75th president, which is quite an achievement, Yolanda.
Thank you. The diamond president, as I tell people.
Please keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.